Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is now time for the Place by Place Fishing Report featuring the one, the only Mr. Robert Lukowitz right here at the Fish and Franks World Headquarters in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor. We are prepared to go spot by spot all the way around the harbor, starting at the Peace River and ending up wherever the heck it is that we end up. Looking out on the Gulf of Mexico.
Back at the mouth of the Peace River, because it's a circle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
We do that all the time.
Yeah, imagine that.
It'll be awesome. It'll be fun. And just so you're aware, since we're starting in the mouth of the Peace River, it's going to sound like the fishing is terrible as we get going here. But once we get down towards the ICW, I predict things will pick up a little bit. That's just the way it is for this time of year.
Yes, it is. Imagine that.
All right, Robert. Shall we get this party started?
Sure.
Fantastic. We begin, as you mentioned, in the Peace River at the Harbor Heights area and upriver along with Shell Creek.
As I mentioned or as you mentioned?
One of us. I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I can't tell us apart.
Yeah. It's that monotone exact voice and...
Wee!
Yes.
Can you just start the report?
Yes. There's not much up there.
Okay.
It's so hot, and the river's not even flowing right now, so I have not had any reports at all except for people seeing gar. Been pretty quiet overall.
They saw the gar.
Mm-hmm.
Did they catch the gar?
No, most people don't try, and the other ones who try don't know really how. So it's always tricky.
Okay. I suggest a piece of slightly shredded nylon rope.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Their teeth get stuck in it. They like it. So it looks like it's swimming around out there. Their teeth get stuck in it. They have a hard time spitting it out.
Nice.
Way better than using shiners, which they love shiners.
Oh, yes, they do.
But they grab a hold of the shiner, and then they swim away with the shiner, and you're like, okay, what do I do now? Because I got to give him slack line until he stops swimming away with the shiner and then turns it around in his mouth, and then hopefully the hook ends up somewhere where you can actually hook him. But it's very difficult to do.
Right.
Better off to just tangle him in the rope.
You would think so.
The Darst Park boat ramp.
Got nothing there.
I-75 bridges?
Nothing.
Okay.
No reports.
No reports.
Nope.
But see, my prediction holds. I said this was going to start off slow, but then it'll get better as we go.
It should, yes.
41 bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
A couple of baby bull sharks. Been a few snook, a couple of mangrove snapper, let's see, 4 short cobia that I've heard of, and that's really about it. Has not been gangbusters, it's just so blooming hot. I mean, 91 to 92, guy had 92.9 I think it was there the other day, surface temperature.
That's hot.
Pretty toasty. You're talking 93 degree water temperature. It's pretty warm. For you, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that warmer water.
It's fine if you want to take a nice warm soak.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
But it's not very refreshing, I'll tell you that.
No, not really.
Doesn't cool you off a bit. You get out and you're just as hot, now you're wet.
You don't have to worry about hypothermia.
That's very true. I don't know. I like a little bit of a bite. Just a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not a polar bear here. I don't want to freeze in it. But, come on.
Yeah. No, I'm good without it.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice.
It's still closed.
The Bayshore Pier.
Oh, let's see. A guy hooked a juvenile tarpon off there the other day. A baby bull shark. And he saw a couple of little sharks.
Okay.
The water's still fairly clear over there because the river's not really flowing. But he only spent about an hour there because he said it's just been slow with his buddies that have been fishing out there, but he wanted to kill some time that was close and convenient.
I dig.
Yep. Wasn't necessarily good, but close and convenient does it.
There's also a playground down there if you get bored.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Let's see. A couple bull sharks there again. 1 short cobia, a couple of snook being caught there at night. Some jacks came through the other day. One guy caught like 3 of them. What else? That's about it that I've heard of.
Okay.
Nothing great, but not terrible. Another one that's close and convenient, but not necessarily good.
Close and convenient if you live nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Not close and convenient if you're listening to us from Inglewood.
Well, that's true.
The Port Charlotte Canal, saltwater and brackish.
Let's see. There's quite a few little snook. A lot of tarpon cooperating. Baby tarpon. I mean, I've had at least a half a dozen more customers come in this week to tell me about the couple to several tarpon that they've hooked or landed in their backyard this week, and it's in every canal. It's not the stereotypical just Spring Lake or Edgewater Lake. I'm hearing them in the Pelham Waterway, the Countryman Waterway, you know, a lot of them. So, kind of interesting.
Did they mention the techniques they were using for these tarpon?
One guy's catching them on shrimp under a bobber. Another guy was catching them on paddle tails. A kid was catching them on paddle tails and cut finger mullet sitting on the bottom. And he also caught a little baby bull shark, and so did a couple other people. There's also black drum going through all those canals, too. Doesn't seem like one canal necessarily better than the other. So I'm just hearing of them in all sorts of places. I haven't seen them in our canal in a couple days, but the neighbors up the canal have said they've seen them. So I know they're still there, just haven't been there to pay attention to it.
Okay. So in many of the canals,
yes,
have black drum.
Yes. Quite a few of them.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Not too shabby. Let's look at the Eljabeen Pier.
Eljabeen Pier. Let's see. Juvenile tarpon. Some snook at night. Been a couple, and I mean a couple, of short trout. And some very small mangrove snapper. A couple guys have been catching some ladyfish at night, but nothing during the day. Hasn't been incredible. Ever since the storm, though, it's been a weird year for Eljabeen. The reports, all of it.
Just why as do you a think whole. That is?
Well, I mean, the river was already at flood stage when it hit, and then it went, what, another 4 feet above flood stage, or 6 feet?
It went way high, I'm sure of that.
I mean, it was something kind of crazy. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, something definitely changed, but I think the biggest thing is it just never got cold enough up there.
Well, it's not going to get cold enough this week, I'll tell you
that. Nope.
Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
A couple of Spanish mackerel, a handful of tarpon that are not consistent but have been in and out of there, some small bull sharks, a few big sail cats, because there's been guys looking for tarpon that have been throwing thread fins or ladyfish and getting beat up by the sharks and the sail cats. It's hard to get the tarpon excited when a sail cat beats them to it.
I'm good with it. Tarpon are just for fun. Sail cats are for frying.
Yeah, or you put the sail cat back on the hook and wait for a bigger shark to eat it.
Nah, he's too big for that.
No, he's not.
Little guy, maybe.
No, he's not. He will get eaten.
Yeah, by me. I'm not putting that 4-pound sail cat back out there. Forget it.
You just like eating them that much,
I'm gonna roll him in cornmeal.
Nice. Okay.
Listen, I don't get it. You know, if you like catfish, and a lot of people do, most people enjoy eating freshwater catfish, and they get this so on their high horse about saltwater catfish are not edible.
No, and I'm not arguing that one, because I know they are edible. My problem I have with a sail cat, though, is that it's kind of like lamb. 15, 20 seconds too long, it's dry.
Well, that's why we roll them in cornmeal. We're going to fry him. That's the proper way to
deal. Well, there's only two ways to make there's only two ways to make fish. Fry it or screw it up.
Well, there's some truth to that, but if it's that Spanish mackerel, I'm not going to fry him.
Okay.
Spanish mackerel gets broiled.
Okay.
Because you really don't want a cornmeal fry Spanish mackerel. Those turn out weird. But, yeah, I mean, you do have a little bit more leeway with that catfish if you bred him properly. And cornmeal is good, but you know what's actually better? Especially if you're having that kind of problem, is beer batter.
Beer batter?
Yeah. because beer batter does that cool thing where it puffs and it lets you know when it's done.
Yeah.
So there's no question of, is it done or not? The answer is, yes, it's done. And if you overdo it, then it goes from being that lovely golden color to that ugly brown, and then you know that you overdid it. So.
Okay. I'll go with that, I guess.
That might be a more user-friendly method. Takes a little bit more effort. And you got to have beer, which we never have beer at the house.
No?
No.
Okay.
Don't drink the stuff.
Don't blame you.
Tastes like beer. Woof. South Gulf Cove Canals.
South Gulf Cove Canals. Let's see. I got nothing.
As in, no reports.
No reports at all.
Okay. And reports have been a little bit tricky to come across because, number one, it's 1,000 degrees outside, so fewer people have been wanting to go fishing. But number two, we seem to have fewer people around. A lot of people have decided to pack up and go on vacation elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, which I don't blame them. They're looking for places where the temperature is a little bit cooler. But also, this is just...
Or just someplace that's not here.
The time of year when we see a little bit less activity going on out there. So, it will be picking up here. Usually, this happens in July and August, and then by the time the first week or so of September rolls around, we see a lot more activity going on. So,
yeah.
We're in a doldrum pattern, both in terms of the number of people that are here and in terms of the weather itself. Tell me about the West Wall.
Handful of little snook. Handful of smallish legal redfish. From like 18 to 24.
Let's call them lower slot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Lower slot. Sounds good.
What These else? Fish are underneath the trees or?
Yeah, they're all, every one of them under the bushes.
Okay. Creek mouths or just anywhere in random spots?
Both. I mean, just random spots, creek mouths, but mainly bushes. Shade.
Okay.
And then there has been a few, very few trout on top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar.
Okay.
And some small sharks. Most of the guys are seeing those. They're not really fishing for them, but they're seeing them cruising around. One guy saw a nice-sized alligator over there the other day. He was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, they exist.
Like, you should go out there at night with a flashlight or a spotlight.
No, you shouldn't. You'll be scared. Mm-hmm. You won't want to come back.
All those wade fishermen over there and stuff, like, you don't realize what's lingering around right there. It's pretty funny.
All right, tell me about the Cape Hayes Bar.
Let's see. Spanish mackerel, small trout, a few ladyfish, assortment of sharks, and that's it.
Any size to these sharks?
No, they're all those little 2 to 4 foot size. But there has been a fairly good number of black dips there. Because everyone keeps coming in. I caught a spinner shark down there. Caught a spinner shark. Caught another spinner shark. I'm like, okay. It's a black tip. 99% of the time.
Yeah.
They just don't realize that black tips jump and corkscrew through the air.
And it's not that we don't have spinner sharks here, but we don't have the number of spinner sharks a lot of people think we have.
Right. They're less abundant. Plus this time of year, even less abundant.
I would go so far as to call them a rare species here.
Yeah. That would be a good one.
They exist.
Be a good way to call it.
For sure not in the numbers people expect them to.
No.
Let's move into turtle and bull bays.
Let's see. The trout have thinned out a little bit in there, but there are still a handful of snook and at least 2 redfish that I heard about in there.
Okay.
One guy caught 2
redfish.
Upper slot. One was 25 and one was like 26 or something like that. He caught those on paddle tails just working the shoreline. He saw a few juvenile tarpon. He saw one teenage tarpon. He said it was about 80 pounds. And then saw a couple of sharks in the... Jeez, can't quit yawning. 6-foot range.
Yeah, it's almost like you're bored to be here. You all right?
Yeah.
Nope. Did you not sleep last night?
I just get... When I'm like you. If I sit down, I'm done.
As soon as you stop moving, it's like, okay, a body at rest tends to stay at rest.
Yes. I mean, you hardly ever see me sit down out there on the floor, but I get here and it's just for a couple minutes. Like,
Right.
Done.
Well, it doesn't help that you've set yourself up an ottoman from this box and you've totally lounged back into this thing like it's a lazy boy.
Right. Feels pretty good.
I need to get you a Rubik's Cube or something to play with.
Nope. They took away my orange fishing rod. I don't know where it went.
There's a bunch of them right over there.
Right? I'm just saying.
I know. It's 2 feet away and you can't reach it. I get it. It's
the cord on the headphones is just a hair too short.
Here, play with this reel. There you go.
I'm good.
It's a Shakespeare Tiger. It's fun. You can turn it either way, and the handle's on the left side.
Nope. I'm good.
Fine.
I know. Pain in the butt that way.
Okay. What were you saying about the sharks in here in Turtle and Bull?
They've been getting some black nose, sharp nose, bonnet heads, and then they're seeing those couple bigger sharks, which I'm assuming are bull sharks, but one guy was pretty positive he saw a lemon. And I've heard a few reports of lemons around, so...
I've seen several photos of lemons from that area.
Yeah?
So I wouldn't be at all surprised if they're lemon sharks.
Yeah. Wouldn't it surprise me? This is the time of year when we catch them. Yep. Well, it's getting close to the time of year when we catch them. See, and there's my neighbor telling me that the... black drum are going right down the canal.
Do they have enough water to cover them? Must not be going down the middle.
Right. The manatees relocated the danger marker.
Okay.
Thank God it was a snag hazard. What is it?
I don't know. I can't see it. You're the one looking at it. Ask me what it is, like I'm supposed to know.
And I'm guessing that's what he said, but I can't see it in the picture. Because they put a buoy out in the middle of the channel on the sandbar.
Oh, it ain't in the middle of the channel.
Do you see it?
I do see it. It's right next to his dock.
Really?
Yeah.
Hopefully the manatee's still not attached to it.
I hope not. It's right off the corner of his dock.
If you tap the top right, you'll be able to read what he texted.
Manatees relocated the danger marker. Yep.
Huh.
There you go.
Text them back and see if the manatee is still attached to it, because if not, we'll have to make a phone call. That won't be good.
The manatee... that's not how you spell manatee. Still...
At least they did a good job attaching the marker firmly. Attached. Jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what really happened, I mean, welcome to the county with their steady... hard work of replacing signs. I hope they don't do that with the pilings out there.
Hey, they attached a concrete block to it. What more do you
want? Yeah, cinder block will work just fine. It'll hold perfect here. It only weighs 200 pounds, and we'll put a 60-pound cinder block on. Actually, at 40 pounds now.
Look it. Can we carry on with the fishing report?
Yes, we can.
Oh, for Pete's sake. The Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Just Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel is the only thing I've heard of over there.
That's lots of them?
Quite a few. Quite a few throughout that whole general area. Guys are trolling to them and also casting to them. So, not great, but not bad.
Okay. Gasparilla sound.
People just want to know why they can't catch grouper there. I'm like, okay.
It says reef, Robert.
I know. It's a reef inside. Is what it is.
Gasparilla sound.
Oh, let's see. That's been pretty fishy in general. Let's see. You got snook. You got a couple of redfish. You got trout. The trout, ladyfish, and Spanish mackerel are out just a little bit further in that 3 to 6 feet, even 8 feet of water.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. You totally screwed me up. I know. All your different things.
I know.
Say that thing again. The Spanish mackerel and the trout.
Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, and trout are out in a little bit deeper water. That, like, 3 to 6, even 8 feet of water.
Okay.
And the snook and redfish have been more up along the edges of the shoreline around the mangroves, except for the guy did catch a couple snook and redfish. at that one little oyster bar that's kind of behind the White Pelicans.
Okay.
That little island there. And then there's been some shark and some tarpon hanging out very close to the clam leases there.
Okay.
And then also some sharks and a few tarpon over behind Three Sisters, or out in front of Three Sisters on the intercoastal side. One guy caught like a 6-foot bull over there.
Fun.
Yeah. Caught a few little sharks, but the 6-foot bull was his highlight because it's his biggest fish to date. So he liked it. He enjoyed it.
Okay. Anything else worth reporting over here?
Nope. That's about
That's all it. Of it?
That's pretty much all of it, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we have too many other species to cover there, unless you want to talk about the lizard fish.
Thought you might want to add a pompano or a flounder or something crazy. A
couple of those on the beach, but we haven't gotten there yet.
All right. Well, then settle down. Don't be talking about stuff until we get to it.
I'm going to try not to.
What's the matter with you? Placida Pier, Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Oh, let's see. Catching some small sharks off the pier. Been some snook at night. What else we got there? There have been a couple of trout. Nothing really major to write home about, though. That's about it. That's all I got.
Okay. Nothing better from the pass?
Nope. Nothing around there. Well, I guess I should include the Spanish mackerel, because they did catch a couple there off the pier and right there by the sandbar where everyone hangs out and parties now. So, yes, there is one more species. You are correct. I just can't believe all these people hanging out on these sandbars.
Right.
I get if it's only accessible by boat, but all those people that go out to Stump Pass now does not make me want to go fishing there right now.
No, not a bit.
It's terrible. I shouldn't have to be that way, but I just don't like the idea of it. It's kind of crappy.
Speaking of which, Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Lemon Ooh. Bay Park, Indian Mound Park.
How's that for a segue? That was pretty good.
Like you planned it. Man, I know you didn't.
Uh-huh. Let's see what else is going on out there. Small trout, a few snook, a few redfish, well, a couple of redfish, I'll stick with that. And they've been around the docks, out on the flats, and out on the beach right there. So that whole vicinity is doing, okay. Not as good as I would think, but, you know, I think the lack of rain is slowing some of that stuff down a little bit over there. Because it is hot. And plus your bad news with all the weird algae, I'm sure, has been getting around to a whole lot of other people.
Well, I'd rather we didn't have to deal with it, but it's a reality. So, you got that black, floating, sludgy cyanobacteria out there, which is making people not want to deal with whatever happens in that area because it's just so disgusting out there. Then you've got the sea sawdust, the trichodesmium algae, which is floating out there, which that's not so much of a problem. I'm a little bit concerned about what that might mean for future red tide. Right now it means nothing, but it's definitely worth keeping an eye on because sometimes we have trichodesmium blooms that are followed by red tide blooms.
Yes. So,
doesn't mean it's a guaranteed thing by any means, but it does make me a little bit leery. And then, of course, we've had the sargassum, which we'll talk about that, I'm sure, when we get to the offshore stuff.
Yeah.
The Anger Pier.
A few snook at night, and they have caught a couple of small sharks off of it during the daytime. That's all I've heard about there.
Okay. Now we're going offshore, the Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks.
Well, let's see. We'll start at the farthest point out. So 60 to 70 miles, so 150 to 200 feet is the red snapper. In some spots, some good red grouper. And we won't even talk about the closed species of fish that are out there.
Well, which means we almost can't talk about red grouper, which are closing on Friday.
Well, we should mention that because, hey, you've got 5 days, 5 days left to fish for them. Because if you're listening to this, you're probably sitting at home or possibly driving in your car. So, but yeah, that's been it out there. And then the mangs, the lanes, the vermilions, all those snapper are in their breeding groups. So this reef is holding no fish. Move to the next reef and it's mangroves on one end, yellowtail on the other end. You go to the next reef and it's all nothing but lanes with no other species on it at all. Which is pretty much the norm for this time of year.
Okay. Did you mention yellowtail in there?
Yeah, there's been a few of those out there too. I did not mention those.
Okay.
He said there is no manatee attached to it.
That's good.
But it is free floating now, so it's moving up into the canal right above him.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. That means the chain broke or the cinder block wore off through the paracord that they were using to hold it in place.
Paracord? They just use 50-pound mono.
Probably. Just kind of funny. Sad, but funny. I think that serious low tide probably did something to it last night. That would be my guess.
Probably.
I mean, it had to be sitting right on the bottom over there last night. I would like to have been there about an hour earlier, though, to watch the boats coming in at sunset and see how many of them went. What? Where'd that come from?
Yep.
Pretty funny.
All right, so we've got red snapper, red grouper, lane vermilion, and mangrove snapper, yellowtail snapper. What else we got?
A couple guys have been seeing some peanut dolphin out there. There's been some schools of bonita out there. And, of course, you got sharks beating everybody up on just about every reef you go to out there. And the barracuda have started to perk up a little bit. And a guy catch one at... He caught two that day. He caught one at the power pole reef. He said it was about 3 foot long. And then he got one that was about 3.5 to 4 feet long at Trembley. He's been going out trying to learn how to fish offshore. So he's staying near shore, even though I told him his expectations should not be too high.
Right.
But he's trying to learn how to anchor the boat and position it with the wind and everything else. So he's having a good time playing around.
Oh, I'm sure he's having a great time with that. That's not frustrating at all.
No, not at all.
The Venice jetties.
Some snook at night. And then a couple people catching some whiting, one pompano. And it might have been a permit. It was very hard to tell from the picture.
Okay.
What else has been there? That's about it that I heard of.
Okay.
But that would be one of my choices to go fishing at if I was going out today.
Yeah?
Yeah. Water's still really clear. You can walk the beach or the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You got options. It's kind of nice to have different topography right within walking distance.
Always options. No Spanish mackerel down here? You've had those in the last several reports.
They've been there. I'm sorry. Forgot about them.
Okay.
And I wasn't listening to Cook's fishing report today, but I'm sure he probably mentioned they were there too.
Probably.
Just wasn't paying attention.
All right. Punarasa, no reports until further notice.
Correct.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
No reports?
Nope. No reports.
Captiva Pass.
Let's see. Spanish mackerel. Some good snook, a handful of tarpon, and a few assortments of sharks from big sharks to little sharks. Just pretty decent. Not great, but pretty decent.
Now, when you say some good snook,
mm-hmm.
Do you mean they were good in terms of size, or are they good in terms of numbers, or was the fishing just good?
The fishing was just good, but I heard of both size and numbers.
What are you...
Dropping a knife. Trying to take out my toes.
Didn't you already drop somebody's coffee today?
Yes. Maybe, sorry, John will be here soon. He'll take over all the dropping of stuff. It'll be fine. It'll be just fine.
Okay. Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande. Let's see. Spanish mackerel. Tarpon. More tarpon than what I would expect, because I would think that they'd start moving in better numbers, but there's still a good number of tarpon in there. A few sharks, a couple of bigger bulls. You know, Mike caught that real nice bull the other day right just inside the pass.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other people have seen them. Let's see what else is going on there. Not much for snapper or anything else. I haven't heard of much from shore up there. Yeah, I can't think of any other spots or any other species, I should say.
Okay. So the beach fishing out there is not so good?
I would say it's decent, but I would say it's definitely not what it should be. It's off par a little bit.
Okay.
But it's also been the lack of reports for it, too, because it's been incredibly hot out there the last several days, and we haven't hardly had any rain. And then today it's been raining there off and on all morning.
Uh-huh. That brings us to the other beaches. Surf fishing, seeing what's happening.
Snook, Spanish mackerel. You talked about the Spanish mackerel earlier today with you hearing people getting them, like, literally right in the surf.
Yeah, chasing bait right up.
I've heard of a couple jacks, a couple of blue runners. What else? I know. They've been getting a few whiting there at Blind Pass Park or the Middle Beach, whatever you want to call it. And there was a guy that caught a couple of whiting up there by 7th Street or 10th Street on Boca, basically the middle northern end of the island.
Okay.
He got excited when he saw like 4 or 5 tarpon go swimming by just on top of the bar. He said it was pretty cool to just witness that as they just slowly swam by, meandering along.
Why not?
I'd get pretty excited. I don't know if I'd cast to him from shore, but I would definitely get excited about him. And I just might cast to him. If I had my tarpon rod, I might. Might.
Sometimes it's hard to not.
I know.
Matt Lachey.
I got no report from down there.
No reports.
No
Pine
report.
Island Sound South End. No reports till further notice. Pine no. Island Sound North End. Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio and associated areas.
Spanish trout. Mostly small trout now. I haven't heard of a lot of bigger trout, but still a lot of trout. Quite a few tarpon. Adult size. They're staying out more in the channels. What else? Yeah, I haven't heard much else except for a few small snook.
And we had tarpon over the deeper grass, too. They don't need to be in the channels.
Yeah.
We saw a bunch out there. And, you know, I think that people were expecting them to be in the channels because that's where we saw people fishing for them. We didn't see anybody hooking a fish, but we had tarpon rolling all around us.
That's pretty awesome when that kind of stuff's happening, except for when you're not fishing for them.
And we weren't.
That's why they were rolling on that.
And yep. I told them that. I said, the only reason these fish are here right now is because we have trout rods.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Drug Creek Shoal and Bokalia.
Oh, let's see.
I got to stop saying it that way because people are going to think it's
people
right.
People are going to believe you.
Bokalia.
Yep. Bokalia.
Bokalia.
It's kind of funny.
Hey, you know that guy, Bo?
Yep.
Watch out for him because he'll kill you. Bo kill you right now.
Nice.
That's how it got its name.
That's pretty cool.
Bell named Bo living out there.
Oh, the history of Charlotte Harbor.
I don't know how it got its name. That's definitely not how it got its name.
No, it's not. But it's still funny nonetheless.
It's how you remember.
Yes. It's true.
Are there any fish there?
Oh, let's see. There's some trout. Mostly small, but a few keeper size. A couple of Spanish mackerel. And that's really about all I've heard about right there in that immediate area.
Okay.
Nothing too exciting.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Burnt Store, and Two Pines. Let's see, we got Snook Along the Bushes. Not a lot of big ones, just mostly small ones. Been a couple of redfish over there, some pompano. I heard the guy skipped a couple, and then he actually hooked one, I think it was. Ladyfish, handful of bigger jacks, like 5 to 8 pounds.
Okay.
And I think that's about it. Didn't get any redfish reports from there. Yeah, I think that's about it over there.
Okay. The East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Back Bay Key, Sneaky Creek, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor.
Well, let's see. You got some small snook, a couple of small redfish around Pirate Harbor. Been some juvenile tarpon on the inside of the bar, up and down the whole shoreline. A couple of bonnet heads. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay. That'll work.
Should.
Do we have anything for Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink?
Nothing. Zero. Nada.
As in no reports?
No reports.
Okay.
No report to speak of.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Ponce de Leon Park has been a couple of black drum. And then people are looking at snook but not catching them. Which is always a good thing. So they leave them alone.
Okay. What are you doing now?
Playing. Looking at the filter material that Frank got in, and I forget what he told me to do with it.
Did he tell you to make a bunch of crunchy noise with it while we're trying to do a place-by-place fishing report? Is that what he said?
Yes. Did that work? I know I'm making you crazier. That's fun.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
The thing is that I mostly view this as your show.
I know.
We already had my show. My show was the Radio Waterline show. If you want to have your show like this, this is how you want to run it, where you have 30-second pauses where you don't say anything to anybody and you want to crinkle your stuff over here, that's fine. You want to yawn all through it, make people fall asleep for your fishing report, that's cool. It's good. I'm just here to run the thing for you.
It's because you wear me out with the other one. You get all beat up and mentally shot after that. Sorry. I'll try to get more exciting and jump up and down, stand on my head. I'll wear a kilt next time. It'd be great.
Please don't wear a kilt, especially if you're going to stand on your head.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. No, it wouldn't. There'd be nothing exciting about any of that.
The PGI Canals, Punta Gorda area.
Black drum. Been some black drum in there. Some snook, but they're getting slower too. They have not been cooperating as well. People are still watching some juvenile tarpon around their lights at night, and then a couple of people have actually been hooking them over in there, too. Not nearly as many reports on the juvenile tarpon over there as I have on the other side, but still getting some reports of people hooking into them.
And did they have any suggestions for techniques to utilize?
Well, the one guy caught his on dead shrimp. He just was throwing out dead shrimp, trying to fish for snapper and whatever else would hit. And that's what he caught two of his on. Literally dead shrimp sitting on the bottom. I'm like, okay, nice. Nope, nobody has really any suggestions.
Okay.
But a couple guys have been catching a lot of Mayan cichlids under their docks over there.
Okay.
One guy has gotten, I think he's up to 20 or something like that in a couple days. And he's been eating them. He's enjoying them.
And where are we at?
In the PGI canals.
Okay.
And the pictures he showed me are definitely Mayan cichlids. Because cool. The other guy was showing me his mangrove snapper that were Mayan cichlids.
Okay.
Because he was catching them in his crab trap and trying to figure out what they were. And
gotcha.
He was pretty sure they were snapper. And I'm like, no, Mayan.
They're snapper-ish, though.
They are. They're very, very similar. And they put up a little good fight for the little size that they are.
Mm-hmm. They eat just as good as those snapper do, too.
Do they?
They absolutely do.
There you go. That's why you keep them all every time we go, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Lion cichlids are every bit as good to eat as a mangrove snapper. Maybe even a little better.
You do them with skin on, or you fillet them all the way?
Depends on the size.
Gotcha.
If they're little guys, then I just treat them like we used to treat bluegills back in the day. Take the heads off, gut them, scale them,
right.
Good to go.
Perfect.
But I usually end up peeling the skin off anyway when we do that with whole fish.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like the texture of most fish skins. Even the ones that you're supposed to eat.
Right.
You know, salmon skin, mackerel skin, stuff like that. I usually end up peeling it off.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I can understand that.
I'm a texture guy, you know?
Yeah.
Some people don't care about that. Some people are all about the flavor. To me, the texture is just as important. You don't
right.
have the right texture? Nah, forget it. I don't care. Your bread's delicious, but it's dry? Nah, forget it. Your bread's okay, but it's moist and... Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's how you'll take it, huh?
Yep.
Okay. You can appreciate that.
Way more information than we needed.
Probably.
The Gilchrist Pier.
Got nothing over there.
No
report to speak of.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Oh, let's see. There was a couple jacks on there the other day. A guy hooked a juvenile tarpon off there the other day. And there has been a few Spanish around, but not anything great. Just, hey, lucky bycatch as I'm trolling around over here to see what's going on.
Okay.
The bottom bite has been absolutely terrible. Well, we've been talking that way about it for, months?
Probably years, actually.
Right.
Unfortunately.
At this point. Yeah, it is pretty terrible.
I don't expect it to be fantastic this time of year. I mean, all the decent-sized mangrove snapper have run out to spawn, and there's not really too many sheep's head in there. So the best I'd be expecting to do would be a couple Goliath groupers.
Right. Yeah.
But even that's been slow.
That's been real slow. I wonder how many people are taking those thinking they're just grouper.
I don't know.
I'd be willing to bet quite a few.
I'm going to say some for sure. The 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes have had some Spanish mackerel, catfish and sharks, and sporadically some tarpon. Not gangbusters yet, but definitely doable. I would be driving through looking, watching real close on my side scan and bottom machine just to see.
Right.
Because there should be some fish out there.
So you're going out there with hope in your heart.
Yes, yes I am.
Well, it's better kind than it was a couple weeks ago.
Kind of a sucker that way.
Let's talk about the bait fish report.
Okay.
So I noticed that we have Spanish mackerel popping up in a lot of these locations, which kind of leads me to think that there might be some bait in these various spots. A
lot of little glass minnows, but there's thread fins that have showed up all over the harbor. Showing up all over the harbor. And they're the tarpon-sized threadies for the most part. There is some white bait scattered around, but where the few guys that are catching it are being very tight-lipped because the majority of people are still having to run down to Jug Creek, Boquilla area because it hasn't been great. Nothing to write home about with that.
Okay.
I'm just glad to see thread fins inside the harbor finally after Lord knows what.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Anything else going on out here? The butterfish reports?
They're mixed in with some of the thread fin schools, which is making some of the guys crazier because they're like not... Number one, half of them don't know what they are.
Uh-huh.
The other half of them are like, I can't catch anything on them, even though the tarpon wreck them just the same, and so do the snook. It's funny. They want to go out and catch snook, but they want little white bait, but they won't go out and catch some thread fins that catch a big snook.
I've noticed a lot of people mentioning the leatherjacks also.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of them around. That's the one that some of the guys are getting confused with, going, oh, there's a white bait skipping. Nope, there's a school over there. Throw on it. Well, it's all jellyfish with a skipjack mixed in with it. You know, now you got a couple few pounds of jellyfish and a skipjack that'll light you up like a Christmas tree.
Yep. Okay. Anything else to report for bait?
Nope. That is pretty much it.
Okay. Then we will move on to the freshwater report. Freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, mud puddles, and any place else that you might find a fish.
Yeah, I haven't heard of really anything where they're catching them consistently. Most of the guys are frustrated with it right now. A couple of bluegill here and there, a couple of bass here and there, but I have not heard of one consistent spot for it right now, and I think most of that's the lack of rain. It's too hot. Nobody really wants to sit up in there with less than 5 mile an hour winds around a non-shaded area.
Right.
Not me anyway, that's for sure.
Okay. Do 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 do. And nice. The tarpon reports.
So what the pass beaches.
So Boca Grande Pass is still your spot?
Yeah. The intercoastal, especially from basically like Three Sisters down to just below Captiva Pass. And then there's been a handful of them in the harbor. Super inconsistent, but they are starting to come in, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, saying that's about how long it'll take. So hopefully they'll start building better numbers. Richie went 2 for 3 yesterday, but he fished for about 6 hours. And made about 1,000 casts in that amount of time, which is about right for him.
Okay.
Then I guess he said Carl was sitting over next to him, and Carl put at least one to the air, didn't know if he landed it or not. So they've been out there, just not great numbers.
Do we need to put a map together?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't hurt.
Well, it'll hurt a little bit.
It will, but not too bad.
I have to remember where the map is, first of all.
Says tarpon map on it, doesn't it?
It does, but that doesn't mean that I just have it right here available to me. It means I have to remember where I put it.
Yeah.
I hid it from myself.
What are you going to do that for?
Because I'm an idiot. Huh. Let's see. Actually, now I take that back. I thought I had made it easier for me to find. Here we go.
Kay.
Here it is.
Nice.
I'll take this one.
That works. Something will work.
All right. So we copy it, and then we paste it, and then we rename it. 071523. Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me, Robert.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yep. It's all coming back to me. Now I have to open it with something that I can actually edit it with.
Yeah, you're smarter than me. I can't do any of that stuff.
That's the part I'm not sure I remember how to do. Oh, there we go. That's it. That's what I needed.
Hey.
Yay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Theoretically.
So, the red dots. We're going to put that right here in Boca Grande Pass. Pachoom.
Yeah.
All right. In the pass, outside the pass?
Just been in the pass that I've heard of.
Just in the pass.
Yep.
Not like out towards the...
Maybe, but nobody gave me those details.
Okay. So, we're just going to put one... Just barely on the inside, one just barely on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anywhere else get a red dot?
The beach.
The beach. Which beach?
All of those.
All the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
How far out?
Out to about 4 miles.
I can't go to 4 miles on this map.
Out to about 4 miles.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just bump.
Just right along the shoreline.
Bump. Just bump.
They'll know to look. If not, they'll hopefully call and ask.
I don't want to put it right on the shoreline because then people will be like, hey, I was standing on the beach and I couldn't find a tarpon. What are you talking about? Okay. That is that. The yellow dots, the 50-50. Where am I putting those?
The 20-foot holes.
The 20-foot holes. Boom. 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 Okay.
The backside of the intercoastal.
Backside of the intercoastal going
from
up
Three
from
Sisters all the way down to just below, basically to Captiva Rocks.
Three Sisters to Captiva Rocks. That's boom, 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 boom. And boom. Okay.
Those are about the main places I can think of.
Not in Gasparilla Pass?
A few, but not a lot.
So not a yellow dot, a white dot?
Yeah.
All right, the white dots. Less than 50% chance I'm putting one in Gasparilla Pass.
I just have not heard of anything over there.
Where else can I put a white dot here?
No, that's about it.
Nowhere else up inside the harbor?
Mm-mm.
Put a white dot?
No. You try one at the 41 Bridge if you wanted, because there should be some fish there at night. I'm just not hearing about them.
I put one at the 41 Bridge, Robert.
All right. Does that make you feel better? You got to put up two white dots?
A little bit.
Okay.
Can I put one here in the middle of Gasparilla Sound?
No.
Really? Because they got to be getting between the 20-foot holes in Boca Grand Pass somehow.
Right.
All right. Fine.
Nope.
Is that all the dots?
That's it.
All right. Close it. Save it.
Good with that.
There we go. All right. I will add that to the page. It'll be there by the time they hear this.
That works.
Is there anything else that we need to add to this report?
Not that I can think of, sir.
Okay. Well, just for the folks who only listen to this, they never read it on the website, I will read for you what it says at the bottom of this page, which is from Fish and Frank. It says, it would be hard to picture life without fishing. People who do not fish do not understand the therapeutic value of fishing, losing yourself to the motion of the waves and just relaxing. The best thing about fishing is where you do it and that you do not carry a scorecard.
Nice.
That's valuable advice that people
from the
who
man.
Read the fishing report get every week. Assuming they scroll all the way down.
Yeah.
But people who just listen might miss that entirely. And
right.
Now they know, and knowing is half the battle.
That's G.I. pretty Joe. Cool. When do you end that? Probably 10 years ago, and I just never saw it because I don't scroll down.
Probably.
That's like how often you listen to your own reports.
Never.
Right.
I can't listen to me.
Exactly.
Are you kidding?
Same thing. I got nothing to do with it.
All right. We done with this thing?
We are done with this thing.
All right. Then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.